Hello again. Now this week, let's have a break from COVID-19, please. Hey, it's International Men's Day on the 19th, or was, depending on the day of the week you're listening in. These days, highlighting this or that, seemingly randomly placed on the calendar, packed with such items. There's always a day for something. Men's health, though, is a thing to mention this year, apparently. The stark figures revealing, as always, a few years difference in life expectancy for men and women, e.g. approx 83 for women and 79 for men. Not really giving the whole picture, of course, in any sense of the word. Just think of our, well, hallowed 70 and 10, and the word 70, indeed, even 40 was mentioned. This was the benchmark of expected longevity for a good lifespan derived from Psalm 90 of the Bible. Although so many years ago. Life expectancy continues to increase, of course, slightly flattening out over recent years. But 100 years ago, men tended to not reach 60, and women only just that. Infant mortality was really high, and so if you got through to age 5 or 6 and not taken by TB, measles, whooping cough, various fevers in childhood, pneumonia or diphtheria, to name a few, it panned out pretty well until men became ill from physical work, accidents, TB again, and the like. Nowadays, men continue to give us headaches, often uncomplaining, although lots of ladies would disagree with this, I am sure, man flu and the like, and so often appearing, though, with late presentations of numerous disorders, from heart disease to high blood pressure, from gut issues, bowel cancers, to problems peeing, not to mention a number of psychological problems and issues. Weirdly, though, student nurses of old would always prefer male surgical or orthopaedic patients to look after, with a notable distaste and reluctance of the dreaded female medical. Nurse, I need a bedpan, often quoted. Fine, if that comes from a handsome, cheeky, young, gift of the gab young man. Not so if uttered by a matronly, sharp-tongued old bird. No, no, no. Just passing it on. Just relaying the information. Not my idea. Not that many years ago, though, lung cancer would trump all other cancers in men. Not so now. Now it's more likely to be prostate cancer. Something women struggle with, unless, of course, well, she is transgender. On the other hand, breast cancer is so common in women, but it can affect men as well, perhaps 1% or so of cases being found in men. Seen several over the decades, and they revived slightly sheepishly, mentioning a lump in the male breast. It's not sort of, well, simple as that, really. They just don't like talking about it. Please don't neglect that symptom. We're not talking here, though, of the frequently seen, mainly symmetrical breast enlargement in middle-aged men. The excess body fat, both laid down in the breast areas, whilst estrogen, the principal female hormone, being produced in tiny parts, both in the adrenal glands and associated fatty tissue around the beer belly areas, stimulates further breast growth. But prostates, now they are a man thing. Only men have one of these. Really? And today, we all seem to live longer, and more men will thus develop prostate cancer. Indeed, if we live long enough, about 1 in 6 men will go down this path. Lots of risk factors here, but mainly genetic, not so much lifestyle, and goodly numbers of cases will be seen, mainly in the over 75s. Many of whom simply just carry on with it, and later die from something else, not because of it, but just with it. Prostate cancer, though, tending to start in the outside of the prostate gland. This little walnut-sized thing just below the bladder, indeed the tube from the bladder to the outside of the urethra, you pee through, centrally passing through the prostate on the way through. The gland sheathed in a firm covering called the capsule, and initially the cancerous cells tend to produce absolutely zero symptoms, nothing, you wouldn't have a clue. In some, but by no means all, it will spread sideways initially to involve other structures, leading to maybe some other issues. Discomfort down there, inflammation, blood in the urine, or even the semen, or bone pain if the thing is landing on the pelvic bones, then into the back and then other bones. This spread not uncommonly being the first sign that something's wrong. Men aren't keen, of course, on delicate examinations historically. Checking the prostate means putting a finger into the back passage, and it's right there, right in front of the finger. Easy peasy.
Not likely, he says.
Of course they don't. But sometimes you just have to bite the bullet. In this case, we don't bite any bullets. It's just all over in seconds. After all, men aren't used to all this fiddling around. They don't get pregnant, typically. They don't have babies. They don't have smears or many breast examinations, mammograms and the like that women have to put up with. And indeed, women often attend a doctor's surgery more frequently, typically, with numerous and varied reasons that men don't, if only to accompany their little ones for checks, vaccinations, minor or more serious illnesses. The ones to watch for GPs, of course. Are men arriving to see you with absolutely nothing in their notes, sporting no records, no history, or likewise? Woo, they're scary. Then revealing something significant hidden from the eyes of family and friends, often for far longer than sensible, necessary, or wise. Recalling, personally, an old chap who lived on his own while I was working in the Midlands many years ago. In he wandered into casualty, it was called in those days, not A&E, but casualty. Complaint, well, backache. As the nurse took his heavy winter overcoat off, the smell of something rotten was obvious. It assaulted our collective noses. Oh dear, let's have a look then, I said. As the shirt, old, not clean, and heavily stained, was peeled off, the several layers of newspaper covering what turned out to be a huge skin cancer crater, the size of a large saucer, that had eaten into his backbones, chest wall, not named rodent ulcers without good cause, I thought. The visiting, kindly neighbours extolling him to please have your backache looked at. It does happen sometimes, this sort of thing, of extreme self-neglect, to ladies, obviously, but much more commonly seen in men, stubborn, lonely, frightened, angry and poorly prepared men. That's the way of the world sometimes. You just have to winkle out the timidness that is sometimes clearly a block to healthcare, or at least some mild initial assessment for all those rather reluctant men. I just took my eyes off the ball then from COVID just for a few minutes, didn't I? Until reality struck. But this week it's all been headlines of vaccines, lockdowns, percentage success rates, rules and more rules, and Christmas, 5-day Christmas. If you're across the way, thank heavens we're on the Isle of Man. Thank heavens once more. Well, you're all pretty fed up with me by now, so until next week, cheerio.